For WKMS News, I'm Matt Mark Graff. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to be in Lexington today as part of the administration's efforts to get support for the health care bill being considered in the Senate. Arriving on Air Force Two with the vice president will be 6th District Representative Andy Barr. Mr. Barr describes the Republican effort as a, quote, rescue mission to provide the American people relief from the Affordable Care Act. The congressman tells Cherry Lawson of member station WEKU that as of the end of June, Americans in 40% of the counties across the U.S. will only have one insurance option for 2018.
There are 40 counties in the country without a single insurance provider, leaving over 27,000 Americans with nowhere to turn for coverage in 2018. And in Kentucky, we know that with the recent rate filings with the Kentucky Department of Insurance, that in 2018, premiums are expected to increase up to 50% again. And that's just 1 year. And what we know for Americans who are still trapped in Obamacare's collapsing marketplaces, premiums have more than doubled under Obamacare. So this is a rescue mission. The vice president is coming to Kentucky to talk about providing relief for the American people to make health insurance more affordable and to make sure that Americans have more health care choices.
There are those who believe the Affordable Care Act has been very successful in Kentucky. Given that, why do you believe it needs to be repealed and replaced?
Many people, when they say that, are referring to the Medicaid expansion. And the cruel irony of Obamacare is that while it has had the effect of increasing coverage, access to nominal coverage or a Medicaid card has turned out to be not the same thing as access to actual health care. So, for example, because Medicaid reimburses providers at only a fraction of the cost of care, in some cases only 40% of the cost of care, many providers, particularly specialists, do not participate in Medicaid. So for someone who had a pre-existing condition and is newly insured, we applaud that. We think that's good. Obviously, we want more people to be covered. But people who simply get a Medicaid card but have to be in a waiting line and can't even access the specialists who have the training and the expertise to treat that pre-existing condition. And the other thing is, we know that the Medicaid expansion is unsustainable. Obviously, the governor of Kentucky and the General Assembly is grappling with the huge unfunded liabilities that the Medicaid expansion has hoisted upon the taxpayers of Kentucky. But in addition to that, we want to make sure that Medicaid is tailored and designed and customized for the truly needy populations that it was designed for, including individuals with disabilities, dual eligible elderly, and the truly indigent, those people who are struggling under the poverty line. So it basically discriminates against those individuals who should be the target of our safety net generosity.
If this bill is scrapped, are Republicans ready to collaborate with Democrats on legislation acceptable to both?
Well, I certainly will do everything in my power, and hopefully it can be on a bipartisan basis. But if it's not, I'm going to do whatever I can under any circumstances to enact whatever reforms would provide relief. I think the bill that passed the House and hopefully the legislation that's working through the Senate can deliver the relief that we need. But short of that, if we're not able to get that accomplished, then we need to go back and we need to be persistent and continue to work and provide as much relief where we can.